So what's up? What's cracking?
Just give me a sec. I'll intro you. Just let me gather my thoughts.
Okay.
Okay. What?
You're so funny.
Dude, you don't know how much like cardio that was.
Yeah, it's a lot of cardio.
It's like just running around getting everything set up because we got multiple camera angles for the first time ever, which is so exciting.
I don't know.
And we have a returning guest, Mr. Josh Roy, my boyfriend. Welcome to Podmas. I'm nervous more than ever for my Christmas holiday gatherings with my family, especially doing Podmas, especially just like being in the podcast space more than I ever have been before. Like, we also don't have this like sheltered like safety net of school.
Yeah.
Because before, when we would get together with our family, we could always say, we're in school, I'm in school, I have this much more time, this is how it's going, and you didn't have to like give a further explanation.
Yeah.
But now we don't have this comfort of school, so it's like, okay, we really need to have a different answer now of like, what are we doing with our life? And like, the fact that I put so much out on the internet, like people could be listening to this, and it's so awesome sometimes when some family listen, but then it's weird sometimes when they comment on it, or like I'll have family members be like, I've listened to every single episode, and I'm like, there's no fucking way. I never listened to every single episode of any show.
Yeah, I know. And there's also the fact that some people just, a lot of people, I think, like, look at it and they're like, that's not really what she's doing with their life. It's
totally.
Just like a hobby thing.
Totally. It's like,
which I don't know how to feel about it, but my family specifically, there's so much of, they want to tell their brothers and sisters what their son is doing, you know?
Yeah.
More, like, I feel that. It's like, oh, uncle this wants to know what Josh is doing, and my mom has to make sure, like, she makes me sound like I'm doing something awesome with my life in terms of I'm making money. It always comes down to money, though.
Damn.
Like, Josh is making money, so he's doing good and successful.
Right.
It's not like, yo, my son's actually happy. That never comes up.
Mm-hmm. And what's their definition of success? Like, in terms of the money aspect, like, what would make them feel, oh my God, Josh has made it. He's doing it.
Fucking just buying shit, which is crazy to say, but.
What do you mean?
Like, if I were to move out and I can afford my own house, a car.
Right.
You know, I'm just fully independent. But not even just independent, like I'm flexing at a point, then Josh is successful, you know? Because I have like relatives that do that. Like, they, you could tell they're just flexing when they don't really need to, but.
Yeah.
And that, because, but it gets talked about against the family. It's like, oh, look at that cousin Josh, like he's successful.
Yeah.
But then I talk to that cousin, I'm like, bro, like, how are you doing in life?
Yeah, are you happy? Do you like your job? Like, are you seeing anybody that makes you feel good?
I know.
Like, yeah.
And then when they say that, it's like, there's no part of that where I'm like, damn, I wish I had your life, you know?
Right.
Nah, I'm happy with my life.
Way.
Like, I'm like, damn, I'm working on something. Dude, I'm happy.
That you care about. And if your happiness, like, doesn't directly relate to the dollar sign in your bank account.
Yeah.
Because, like, I think that also relates to the spiral that we had recently of, like, we're not making enough money. We can't afford to move out yet. But if we were working jobs that would allow us to move out, I don't think we would feel at our core happy because, yeah, sure, we would have this like freedom of like after 5 o'clock, then you get to do what you want in your own home and all this and that. But we wouldn't have the passion and the drive for this. Like our feel like my podcast and your music become this like feeling of greater purpose in the world.
Yeah.
Like we have this greater purpose we're working towards. And that means so much more to me than, you know, just making enough money to be able to cover my rent and my expenses and my car and all that.
Yeah.
It's also wild because, like, I feel this pressure to say, oh, I work this job and to get the, like, stamp of approval and cool. But I feel like you're really experiencing this added pressure of, like, your parents wanting to say that too.
Yeah.
Like, make sure you have a job that sounds so good that your parents can go tell everybody else and be like, oh, your son did it, which means I feel like it's a they're really taking it as a reflection of their parenting.
Yeah.
It all comes back to like, oh, you did a good job parenting this person because
yeah.
they have this successful job.
Yeah.
Oh, we're just dissecting it.
I know. Your son's not known as like the drug dealer, you know, he's
right.
not known as, oh, he's in jail. Like, I don't know, not even that though, not even that extreme. Like,
yeah,
if your son's just broke, that gets talked about in church, you know? It's like,
right.
why, oh, he's 20, why doesn't he have a car yet, you know?
Right.
Why doesn't he, oh, he
right.
doesn't have a job yet?
Right.
Oh, why is that?
Is it talked about as much about you getting married as it is for women in your like church and community?
Nah, definitely more pressure on women.
Yeah. Like, do you feel like your sister's been asked way more about marriage than you would be? I know you're a lot younger, but
Yeah, no, 100%. Like, if I was my sister's age, they wouldn't really bug me. Nobody would be bugging me as much as they did. As they did my sister.
Wow. And then I feel like even getting engaged for her, it becomes this, okay, we need to go show him off now. And we need to go show everybody, like, oh, look, she's got a ring now. And, she's engaged now.
Fuck, bro. It's so facts. It's like, it's been such a crazy turn. Like, 2 years ago, my mom was paying for a shoddy.com so that my sister could get a boyfriend. And now it's full marriage talk.
Please explain what shoddy.com is before you go.
It's like the brown Tinder, bro. Or not even Tinder. Tinder's like... But, like, I don't know, like, love matchmaking, you know, like those types of things.
Plenty of fish, but for Indian.
But it's all for Indians.
Yeah.
Shoddy.com. And my mom was paying for it.
Because she wanted your sister to find someone
to
that
find
bad.
Somebody, yeah, that bad.
That's crazy.
They get scared, bro. It's like, that's what life is supposed to mean. You got to find somebody. And if you're not finding somebody yet, you're 28, Nisha. Like, she's not even 20. She's 20. She's turning 28.
Yeah. It must be really hard for people who also decide not to go that route. Because I think your sister is very happy in her engagement. She's really excited to start this new chapter of her life. And that's what she does want. But what if you are someone who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want kids? Who doesn't want to get married?
Dude, that happens too. Like, there's people at my church that are choosing not to get married. And they're getting talked about at our church, bro. And, like, I feel bad.
Oh, my God.
But it's like you got to have that strength of just not tuning into those conversations, you know?
And like, now, whatever. Like, that makes me understand even more. Like, I had someone say to me recently, like, I'm really struggling and not enjoying the fact that it's December and the holidays are coming because I'm so triggered by the holidays and being around your family and trying to make sure you're acting like you're happy all the time and giving these answers. And so for people who are doing something that they know their family, like, either doesn't approve of or doesn't, like, support, or they wish, like, they know their parents wish they were going a different route, like, that is even harder to go to those family gatherings and you probably want to make up lies. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, even, like, I talked about on an episode about how, like, I will twist my spiel of what are you doing with your life depending on who's asking. If grandma's asking, I'm gonna make it real simple and I'm gonna make it sound real good. I work for a therapy practice, check box, whatever, marketing done. But it, like, you know, like, you can't really twist the spiel of, no, I'm single and I'm not looking for someone and I'm happy. You know?
I know.
You can't, you're not going to really twist that and be like, oh, I'm still looking or I'm trying. Like, you know, I'm sure people do.
Yeah.
My grandmas were obsessed with me finding a boyfriend when I was single and I was 19.
Yeah.
You know, like, imagine at 27 or something.
But I think, I don't know, I think that's what our generation is going to change, though. I feel like when we're that age, it's like, dude, we're going to be so much more chill. I think we're going to have a whole different perspective about it.
Yeah. And that's why I love hanging out with people who are my age in my family or close to my age or who get it. Some of my family are older, but they get it.
Yeah, same. I know. I got cousins in, like, even in the UK that, like, I can talk to and they get it, bro. Because their parents would be my parents' brothers and sisters. And it's like they're my direct cousins and they understand. Like, it's so weird. It's like I have cousins in the UK that are going through the same shit I'm going through. Just in a UK accent, you know?
In a UK accent. Yeah. They look like me, but he has a British accent.
No job, innit?
Yeah. And that, like, changes everything because, like, honestly, I just got so happy and I felt like my chest expand even talking about this because I just recently hung out with family and family who really get it and a family member who listens to my podcast and supports what I'm doing and, like, that feels unreal to anything else because if anyone understands the triggers of the holidays, it's your family members, but the ones who, like, are really just on your side or have similar values to you, no matter what age they are. And, like, and even hanging out with my cousins on that side who are our age, like, we got to hang out with them over Thanksgiving and getting to just, like, talk to them and vibe with them and be like, damn, no one understands my dad like you do because he's literally your uncle and, like, you know, we can laugh about this stuff because, like, you get it, I get it, and we're on the same page. And we're just, like, trying to be this next generation navigating our family.
Yeah. I know. It is crazy having cousins. Like, when I go to family gatherings, it's like nobody knows about my music. So they just ask me the spiel, you know?
You give them the spiel.
And I give them a spiel.
Yeah.
I'm in sales.
Yeah.
But I milk it, bro. I fucking milk it. But it's exhausting because, like, I feel like I'm constantly trying to, like, assure them that I'm fine, like financially I'm on this path of success, and I'm like, fuck, bro, it's all a lie, I'm lying to you. But I'm gonna keep lying because I don't know, just to make you happy.
Because
it's not even about me being judged, it's more about my parents being judged. Like, I don't want them to judge my parents. based on my answers, you know?
Damn.
Which is, and it's fucked. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can never go to my uncle and be like, hey, man, I'm happy. Like, if he asked me, like, maybe I should try that. I've never tried that.
You want to try it out this holiday gathering?
Yeah, he's like, yo, so, but he's always, the way he asks is always like, so, did you get a job? Yeah, I got a job. Okay, so I'm going to say good money. I was like, yeah, good money.
Whoa.
They ask you fucking specifics.
They ask you how much you make a
year. Yes, it's fucked. Dude, I've noticed like for men, like they always ask like all the financial situations. And then for women, bro, it's even more fucked. They talk about like your body and shit.
I'm
like,
you mean?
Oh, you gained a little weight, you know? I was like whoa. My sister's gotten that, bro. And she's been like sad about shit like that.
Damn. That's actually wild that she won't be asked about finances and you won't be asked about your body.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm kind of sad.
Yeah. But my sister's all, no, she does get asked about finances too. And she's pretty badass about it. Like,
yeah.
Recently she told me how, like, one of the uncles was like, so are you going to try to work your way up to the boss level? And my sister's like, bro, I am the boss.
No way. That's,
she is. Like, she's the boss at her position.
Damn. And,
like, she said he stopped talking right then and there. He's like,
okay,
damn.
That is what I want to get better at, is coming up with those witty ass fucking answers that shut people up because you're like, I'm on top of my shit. Fuck off.
I know.
You know?
Yeah. You just can't let it hit your ego at all, you know? Or whatever it is. It like,
yes, because
it hits your emotions sometimes.
And I feel like I've left gatherings and literally been like, what am I doing? I need to rethink everything. Yeah. When it's like, no, I don't. I just talked to someone who had an opinion that's different than mine that stressed me out because I'm trying to get their approval when I shouldn't be.
Yeah, bro. There's something about like an older man like telling you that, like, why aren't you stressing out, bro? You're not making enough money. Look at how much money I'm making. I don't know. Just fucked up shit.
How did you know it was an older man? That's exactly what I was picturing.
Hmm?
How did you know it was an older man?
It's always an older man talking down.
Always an older man.
Like, he's trying to say, he's always trying to show you how to make money the way he is. You got to do this, 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 and this. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Your life is terrible. I don't want that shit.
That's crazy.
Like, they, but that's the thing. They think a big house is success, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like automatic. But it's like, bro, I go to their house and it's just empty. It feels empty, you know?
Oh,
and I'm like,
God.
Bro, this isn't success. This is just what? You bought a house to flex on mans.
That's fucking crazy.
I know.
You're still like spitting facts right now.
Damn. But my family's cool because we actually talk about this shit. Like, like, as much as I say my parents like don't know about my music and all that stuff, but they're supportive. I could go to my parents and be like, "Yo, these guys say some fucked up shit,"
and they'll agree.
They understand. Like, my dad's like brother. I don't know if I could just say this, but yeah, my dad's brother's like says some fucked up shit, bro.
Yeah,
like hella demeaning, you know. And my dad knows he's like that. And my dad talks to me about it. He's like, bro, he's always been this fucking dumbass of a kid, you know?
And they'll just say, like, ignore him or whatever.
Ignore him, yeah. Just try to ignore him.
And that's a really, like, lucky situation that I feel like we're both in, is that we do have that relationship with our parents that we can go to them and be like, oh my. Because I have really experienced that in regards to, like, us going to events together as a couple. Because I know we've gone to quite a few, but I definitely haven't brought you to all of them. And that's very intentional on my part, like, especially because, like, we're young. There's no reason for me to bring you to every fucking family gathering. Like, if I don't want to go to a family gathering, why am I going to put you through that? But then I'm also so glad that, like, when weird comments come up about us because we're an interracial couple and there's fucked up things that get said or, like, don't, that make me feel really not good later or make you feel not good or us, I have been able to go to my parents. And I've been the person to, like, well, okay, you've been the person for me that's, like, raised a lot of awareness about a lot of things that I wouldn't have noticed before or noticed if I was dating a white person. And then I've been that person for my parents and for my brother to be like, no, like, when this person said that, that's really kind of fucked up. And they're like, oh my God, you're right. And it's like opened our eyes. And if I wasn't able to like talk to my parents about that, it would be so hard to navigate. And then my mom is so fucking cute. My mom's become such an advocate and like she'll call people out and like, I don't know, like navigating family gatherings as a couple is hard enough, but then navigating it as an interracial couple, like, it just adds this like new element of stuff.
Bro, it's funny though. Like, some of the shit they say is funny.
Yeah.
Like, can I say what they say?
Yeah, say it. Don't like, say who, but just...
Yeah, I won't say who, but, like, as soon as they see me, it's like, Josh, I love Indians.
Oh, my God. I love that we're getting into it.
I love everything about Indians, Josh. I have this Indian neighbor. He is the best. I have this one Indian friend at work. He is amazing to me.
I love him. Josh, I have Indian coworkers and they're amazing. Let me tell you their whole life fucking story. And you're like, I'm good. Like, it doesn't mean I have lived the same life as them.
It's like, dude, it's okay if you don't like a couple Indians. Like, that's fine, bro. What the fuck? Jesus.
Oh my God.
No,
and that was something that, like, we needed to talk about afterwards, you know? Like, that's something that you brought to my attention where you're like, Jess, like, have you heard some of this shit? And I'm like, bro, you're right.
Like, it's funny. I don't think you see it as, like, too fucked up or anything, but I don't know. You just, like, it's like, they're not meaning to say it, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, you can tell, like, they've never seen a brown person so close to them, you know? So it's like,
so
it's like the first thing they want to say to me is like, Josh, I love Indians.
They have to acknowledge the fact that you're Indian. Totally, totally, totally. And like, I feel like you've mentioned this too, where it's like they could ask you about anything, but they choose to discuss the fact that you're Indian. And you've, they're
and
like,
always butter chicken comes up. I'm like, why? Why are we always talking about butter chicken, bro? Fuck, I don't even eat butter chicken.
Yeah. Butter chicken. People are like, oh, I love butter
chicken. Josh, I made butter chicken 2 days ago. Oh my God, Josh. Like, I don't know if it's as good as yours, but trust.
It's definitely not as good as yours, but it was delicious.
Yeah, oh my God, Josh. I'm like, okay, thanks.
Yeah, I love that you're also kind of like, what the fuck do you want me to say to this? Like, bro, like, when are you going to be like, oh, no way, you have a cool Indian neighbor? Maybe I know them.
Yeah,
like,
I know. Out of fucking 3 billion Indian people, I know. I know this one guy.
It's so fucked.
Nah, man. It's funny, though. That's the thing. Like, that type of shit, you got to find the humor in it, bro.
Yeah.
Can't get too serious.
But you also have to be on the same page with your significant other if you are in a situation like ours. And if you have to be able to laugh about it together.
Yeah.
Because, or else it's just going to be, like, mad disconnection. Yeah. Because, like, you have called out my ignorance. And I'm so grateful and I've needed that. Because, like, there are certain things that you'll notice before I will. And now I've become a lot more aware. Like, before, I wouldn't really pay attention when we would walk into an all-white room.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, Jeff, this is an all-white room. And, like, I'm aware of that, and it is a bit more uncomfortable for me. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm not just going to, like, get fucking wasted and abandon you and go do my own thing and leave you to everyone where you have no idea what funny or offensive comments might come up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, we need to, like, we've gone through enough circumstances where we've been disconnected and I've done shit that I didn't even realize was, like, hurt you. And then we've discussed it later and then talked about what to do after the fact. And it's like, I had someone submit a question of like, what is it like to be in an interracial relationship? And it's just like bottom line communication. Do you know what I mean? It's like, and I kind of knew this even like once we were dating for a couple months, like this is always going to be a conversation. We're never just going to like stop talking about the fact that you're brown and I'm white.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like there's going to be always things coming up where it's like, oh, we got to have a little check-in about this, or we need to cry about this or something, you know?
Yeah. For sure. It's cool though. I like it.
Yeah.
It makes it all interesting, you know?
Yeah, me too. I feel like it's brought us closer.
Yeah. Yeah, like dealing with these situations.
Yeah.
You know, because some of the I don't know how to explain certain things, you know? Sometimes I'd be like, yo, I just feel uncomfortable in this room full of white people. And I don't know, it's not every room full of white people. It's just like certain rooms. I'm like, bro, there's something off about this vibe.
Totally.
You know, and I might be wrong, but it's like, fuck. If I feel like that, I just want to be able to tell you, like, yo, like, let's go get a burger or something. Let's go get
out. Yeah, that's what we've gotten really good at, too, is, like, taking a break.
Yeah.
Like, taking a break. If one of us ever is, like, can we go for a walk? Then we go for a walk. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because then it's, like, we get a chance to, like, regroup, come back together, like, talk about what's going on, figure out if we want to leave, figure out if we want to stay. Yeah. Or we've also gotten really good, too, more with your friends than anywhere else. But, like, if it's, like, we're with your friends and you want to stay out super late because you stay up so late and I don't want to stay up late. We've gotten really comfortable being like, okay, you stay, I'll go home. Like, especially because we don't live together. But it's like, I'm just so glad we're not always like, no, if you leave, I have to leave. If I'm leaving, you have to leave. Like, we allow each other that space to like, sometimes you need to go let loose with your people without your significant other. And just allowing that as an option, I think, has just really changed our relationship too. Because then it's like, I had such a good time and now I get to leave on a good note and you still want to stay. So you stay and you have fun.
Yeah, dude, we've learned so much shit like that over the time, you know, like relationship, like you just keep learning about each other. You think you know me yet? You don't know me yet.
Bro, we're always learning.
Dude, I gotta pee really bad.
Oh my God, go pee.
I'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, watch everything. Don't hit anything.
Okay.
Oh, shit.